Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time, and you just tuned in to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. It is Monday. Yes, it is Monday, March the 23rd, 2015. So you know the slogan, grab yourself your favorite cup of Java and sit back and relax, because here we go with a little bit of coffee chatter information. First of all, I'd like to tell everybody hello. And yes, I think we'll start with our doggy tales this morning. Doggy tales, how are my doggy tales stories made up? Well, first of all, the doggy tales stories are true. And I got an email about that, and I do have a couple of silly mugs that are very, very funny, and that's what doggy tails are, because people say, what are doggy tails? Yes, well, doggy tails are real stories about real dogs. So anyway, how are my dogs doing? My dogs are doing just fine. Do they wrestle and do they play? Yeah, haven't been chasing any lizards or any squirrels right now because we're in spring. But they've been doing a lot of digging. And so I'm going out in the backyard, and a lot of nice little holes. Nothing like stepping out there and seeing your dog's behind and just the tail sticking up on their head all the way buried down. So then you have to fill them up. And then what do? They re-dig them. Why do dogs dig? If you know that answer, let me know. I don't know why they dig. They just do. So anyway, moving on from doggy tales right into movies. Did you catch a movie? This top 10 list right here. These are all just estimations of the amount that the movies made. If I'm wrong, I'm so sorry. And if I'm right, oh, well. All right, so let's see. If you went to this movie and you saw it this weekend, right here in the good old U.S. of A, number one, the Divergent series. Oh, my goodness, that one, one of the stars of that one is Octavia Spencer. I don't care what Octavia Spencer does, I love her. When she's in something, I absolutely love her. I think she's a brilliant, brilliant actress. Anyway, first week out, this weekend, brand new, made over $54 million. Remember, these are just estimations in the good old U.S. of A. So there you have it right there. She was just in the movie, what was it, maybe like 2 months ago, Black and White with Kevin Costner. I remember she was in The Help, and she's been around for a long time, and the lady works. And I actually watched her on an old episode, believe it or not, of The Wizard of Waverly Place with Selena Gomez, and she played a little wicked wizard in that one, and she was very, very funny in that one. So she can do serious, she can do, you know, dramatic, she can do, you know, anything, comedy, you name it, and she is just bad to the bubble. All right, so number two, Cinderella, 2015, one of the stars of that movie is Lily James. This week made over $34 million, not bad at all. Number three, Run All Night, that is Liam Neeson, the star of that one, and that one made a little bit over $5 million there. Number four, first week out, not bad, The Gunman. Well, I should say the first week out, but first week in the top ten, The Gunman, starring Sean Penn. That one made a little bit over $5 million. Now, with The Gunman, and you know, Sean Penn can act, so it doesn't make any difference what he's in. He's always going to be brilliant. Everybody thought that movie was going to be one of the top, you know, to come out as number one, and it was just going to, you know, make right away, you know, $100 million, whatever. I don't know the exact amount. But anyway, it didn't make quite what everybody said. But you know what? It's still in the top 10, and it's still making money. And Sean Penn can still act. And you know what? He's always a little controversial in a way. I like what he does. Remember when that Katrina came? He was just down there fighting to help people. He didn't care about the race. He didn't care if it was old or young. He was out there really pulling. I like him because he keeps the pot stirred, and I think when he speaks his truth. So good for him. He's not, you know, just a little follower. He does his thing, and he does it his way, and he's a heck of an actor. So The Gunman, that one made over $5 million. Number five, King Man. Interesting here, the Secret Service. That one starts. Can't go wrong with this movie at all. One of the stars of that movie, of course, is Samuel L. Jackson. That one made a little bit over $4.5 million. Number six, Do You Believe? I hope you believe, but do you believe? That one made a little bit over $40 million. Not bad at all. Number seven, The Second Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. Try saying that one real fast. Yeah. Anyway, that one, of course, is part two, because if you saw the first, If you saw the first one, it was just really good. And, of course, the stars of that movie, Judi Dench and also Maggie Smith. I mean, let's face it, anytime you have Judi Dench and Maggie Smith in anything, it's just going to be good. Now, this movie, you have to sit there and you have to pay attention and you have to listen to the story. And it's just a really, really good movie. All right, number eight, Focus 2015, and that, of course, is Will Smith's movie, and Focus 2015 made just about $3.5 million, and it has been in the top 10 for a while, so there you go, Will Smith. And number nine, Chappie, that is, it looks so good, stars Hugh Jackman, and that one made just about $3 million there. And number 10, this is a movie to go see right here. I think it should be nominated for an Academy Award. Seriously. The SpongeBob movie. Yes, the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water. One of the voices for that animated kids-friendly movie there is, of course, Antonio Banderas. And the SpongeBob movie, Sponge Out of Water, made just about $2.5 million this weekend. So there you have it. And I'm telling you, if you want to see a really good movie, there you go. It's funny, it's entertaining, and it lets you just escape for, you know, I don't know, about an hour and a half. And you'll hear the kids laughing, and it's just a funny movie. And I watched the cartoon, and that SpongeBob is hilarious. So I love to laugh, and I just say you get a big kick out of that movie if you go see that one. All right, moving on to some Hollywood gossip right here. Let's see. Where shall we start? Well, first of all, if you are a country music fan, then you know who Jason Aldean is. Now, Jason Aldean has had quite a few hits. Can't think of any of them right now, but he has had many, many, many hits. Very, very good country artist. And let's see. Well, if you've been following him, remember? Oh, a couple of years ago, he was married. Jason Aldean was with, he got caught, I believe, photographed in, I don't know if it was behind a stage or in a nightclub, at a restaurant, somewhere he got caught, and he was smooching Brittany Kerr. Well, the big controversy was he was married, but he wasn't married to Brittany Kerr, and Brittany Kerr is a former contestant from American Idol. Absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. Okay, so moving on from there. Anyway, he apologized to everyone and blah, blah, blah. Make a long story short, he got a divorce. Well, over the weekend, down in Mexico, he ended up marrying Brittany Kerr. So, congratulations to Jason Aldean and Brittany Kerr. They finally tied the knot. And I see a lot of love when I look at stuff. Anyway, moving on to interesting here. If you watch the TV series Empire, and I don't know how you couldn't, it's the number one TV series on television, predominantly African-American cast, fabulous, Taraji is the star. Terrence Howard is one of the stars, the main stars. Anyway, the director is Lee Daniel Butler. So, anyway, this one of the stars of the show, Malik Yaba, who is no slouch in being in Hollywood, been around for a long time, a heck of an actor. I've met him, and is a nice guy. Well, of course, his character, Vernon Turner, is off the show. Allegedly, and I hope this is allegedly, it's due to drugs. Now, I know the character is due to drugs, but the rumors are flying that it's drugs. You know what? If that's not a true rumor, That's a nasty, nasty rumor. So I'm just going to say the talented actor, Malik Yaba, for sure he's off the show. However, you get yourself together, baby, because you're a heck of an actor. And if it is drug-related, honey, go to rehab and come back out and stay strong, okay? So anyway, that's the gossip. If I'm wrong, so sorry. I remember all the stories are just allegedly. So bear with me. Everybody make a great day or not. It is 7:15 a.m., you know, spring break. So relax. Grab your favorite cup of java. Sit back and relax. I'll talk to you next Monday morning. Bye-bye.